Rent a cottage at the seashore during the summer, and there's bound to be a special book tucked away on the bookshelf.
Waiting to be found.
Melinda Martha finds a book at Doc's box the summer she's vacationing.
Have you heard how a good cover sells a book?
You mean choose a book by its cover?
Right. That's what happens. Melinda Martha spots Serendipity, the sea serpent, on the cover of one of the books, and her eyes slither right into the story.
Serendipity. Serendipity. Pretty long name.
Serendipity has a pretty long tail, too.
And a tale to tell.
To make a long tale short, Serendipity falls under a spell, and he is waiting for a child, who loves him and understands him, to break the spell. Having a great imagination, Melinda Martha imagines she is the child, and she plays a game at the beach with her parents, looking for Serendipity. But Daddy says,
"He comes when you're not looking, when you're looking for something else."
Wow!
Melinda Martha knows that she has to go along with the rule of the game if she's going to save Serendipity. She likes skipping and clapping, so she skips this jingle.
Serendipity, Serendipity, I'm not looking, I'm not looking, I'm not looking for a clue. I can never look for you. I'll be looking for something else when you come into view.
Does Melinda Martha save Serendipity? I mean, does she win the game?
I think she figures out that the good things that happen when you're not looking for them, when you're looking for something else, are called Serendipity. Listen and read along. Turn the page of your book when you hear this sound.
Serendipity says, "To know me is to love me." Written by Marcia Trimble. Illustrated by Susie Grell. The old books at Doc's box smelled of the sea. The sea breezes of summer scented their pages as Melinda Martha looked for the treasures between their covers. She spotted a sea serpent with a very long name.
"Serendipity," she said. "Serendipity, you have a very long name and a very long tail. And a very short tail, too."
She giggled as her eyes slithered into his very short tail.
One day, a long time ago, Old Soul the Sun cast a topsy-turvy spell on a sea serpent and the man in the moon. Old Methodical, as the man in the moon was called, dared to slip between Old Soul and the earth, casting a shadow that turned day into night. Old Soul caught Old Methodical blocking his rays and punished him by taking away his greatest joy, his power to rule the tides. Alas, Old Soul spied Serendipity, the sea serpent, frolicking in the waves, showing off his strong back, his wavy body, and his long tail. The perfect specimen,
he thought.
And with that, Old Soul turned Serendipity into a tidal serpent. Old Methodical has been sleeping ever since, while Serendipity rises and falls, rises and falls. Twice every day, Serendipity slithers far up onto the shore. He sputters as he spits out stones and groans when sand sticks to the roof of his mouth as he swallows the sand sculptures. Twice every day as he slips away, he swishes the beach with his tail and scatters sea life along the shore. He yearns for a time when he can return to his kingdom at the bottom of the sea, when he can swim with his grand sea serpents once more. To this day, Serendipity is waiting for a child to break the spell, a child who loves him and understands him. The end.
All night, Melinda Martha dreamed about Serendipity, imagining that she was the child. And in the morning, she ran to the beach with images of Serendipity still in her head. She picked up flat, wet stones that glistened like gems in the sunlight and sent them skimming across the water. She liked to watch the stones skip and spin shapes that shimmer and spread out and steal away. She pretended the stones were stealing away to Serendipity's kingdom in the sea.
"Serendipity must be out," she said.
Serendipity rises and falls with the tick of the clock,
said Daddy.
He slithers toward my castle as if he can't stop, not even at my wall of flat rock,
chimed in Melinda Martha. Serendipity doesn't really like stones, said Mother.
Hear his cries and his moans,
said Melinda Martha.
He's not very well, 'cause he's caught in that spell. Who will break the spell?
Time will tell,
said Daddy.
Time will tell.
I like playing the Serendipity game,
said Melinda Martha.
I want to break the spell. I hope Serendipity left a clue.
You can't look for Serendipity, but he can look for you,
said Daddy. He comes when you're not looking, but you'll know when he comes, said Mother, joining in.
But I want to understand him. I want to look for clues,
said Melinda Martha.
Look, Serendipity scatters sea life along the shore. Seashells and starfish and seaweed move in and out.
A clue wouldn't move in and out, said Mother.
Serendipity spits out stones,
said Melinda Martha.
Stones to skip and stones that splash and tumble and toss about.
A clue wouldn't tumble and toss about,
said Daddy.
Serendipity swishes the beach with his tail. He leaves smooth sand, but sand patterns change. I know! A clue wouldn't change,
chanted Melinda Martha.
Serendipity swallows sand sculptures, like my sand castle.
Melinda Martha sighed.
Maybe Serendipity swallowed the clue.
You can't look for clues,
said Daddy.
You can't look for Serendipity.
Then I'll look for the key to his kingdom,
said Melinda Martha. She giggled at that idea.
I've got it. I'll send Serendipity a letter in a bottle,
she said.
I'll tell him about my discovery. The letter that was sent in a bottle. Dear Serendipity, over and over I build by hand many kingdoms where you've swished the sand. No matter how often you turn my kingdoms to goo, I create more kingdoms for you to chew. I make rings on the harbor by skipping stones that are flat. I keep on creating, I'm telling you that. I don't mind if you leave a mound on the beach, or if the rings on the sea fade away, 'cause I've discovered that creating is here to stay. I love you. Melinda Martha. P.S. I want to break your spell, but I can't look for you. Please look for me.
It was the last day of summer vacation. Time to pack up for the 8 p.m. ferry crossing. No more walks along the beach. No more summer sunsets. No more skipping stones. No more Serendipity game.
Maybe I will send Serendipity another letter in a bottle next summer,
said Melinda Martha.
But I still hope that Serendipity will look for me.
Melinda Martha ran to the sand to find one smooth, flat stone to slip in her backpack. She wanted to take home a piece of summer. She glanced out at the waves. She was imagining a bottle drifting far away to a kingdom in the sea, when she saw a bottle floating toward her.
Oh no! My bottle's floating back!
She cried out. She grabbed the bottle and pulled out the cork.
Something is in the bottle,
she exclaimed. She unrolled the paper and gazed at the message.
The message is for me,
she squealed. Congratulations, Melinda Martha. Serendipity Award. For understanding you can't look for Serendipity. P.S.
Thanks for breaking the spell. Wishing you many fortunate discoveries when you're not looking for them, when you're looking for something else. Love. Serendipity. Keep your eyes open. Discoveries may be hiding.
Melinda Martha burst into a smile. Rhymes rolled through her head like waves rolling onto the beach.
I lost my castle and I lost my rings. I was looking for a way to save those things when it dawned on me I can't lose creativity. Then I was looking for a skipping stone to save when a bottle with a message washed ashore upon a wave. Keep your eyes open, the message said. Discoveries may be hiding on the path ahead. I was looking for a stone, but I found something else instead. Wow! It was just like Daddy said it would be. Serendipity crept up on me.
Melinda Martha skipped along, clapping a jingle.
Serendipity, serendipity, I'm not looking, I'm not looking, I'm not looking for a clue. I can never look for you. I'll be looking for something else when you come into view.
Old Soul has set Serendipity free,
said Daddy,
and in gratitude for his service has decreed that Serendipity's spirit will be known henceforth as the surprises that happen when you're not looking for them, when you're looking for something else. And in Serendipity's honor, we'll be named after him.
Daddy winked.
And that is why the fortunate discoveries that you make when you aren't looking for them are called Serendipity.
And from that day to this, Serendipity has been known in his kingdom at the bottom of the sea as the sea serpent with a special name and an endearing spirit. Old Methodical is awake. Serendipity is swimming free. The tides are on schedule again.